That's right, Lassie. The Cable Board of Directors meeting isn't for the faint of heart.
There's plenty of pillaging, intrigue, sharks and barracudas in those dark, murky waters. So the landlubber be part of the crew.
Raise your anchor.
Gas mileage standards. Since 1990, car fleets from each automaker have had to average 27.5 miles a gallon. The standard was raised last month for trucks, vans, and SUVs. Automakers would have 18 months to adjust to any new mileage rules for cars. New Jersey has banned self-serve gas pumps since 1949 for safety.
KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information. In the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Well, as the man says, you're listening to KBOO. It's 5:30 in the morning. This is Dawn Breaker's Breakdown, and that's Moggy over there.
And that's Henry over there.
And we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so hang on.
Is there a man amongst you? Is there a woman amongst you? Who can tell me the meaning of nostalgia? What is it? Rumble seats and running boards? Clamshell fenders and bullet headlights? Or is it the movies? Humphrey Bogart, Marlena Dietrich, Howard Duff, and Ida Lupino. Yes, I think somehow nostalgia is couched in the movie. We had two motion picture theaters in Nacoochee Valley. The Colony Theater at the south end of the street where they showed those heavy psychedelic flicks like Fantasia. And at the other end of the street, the Baby Grand Theater. A dank, cavernous mouth of a place decorated in Renaissance redneck. Smelled like a Byzantine pissoir. We'd sit in there of a Saturday matinee and scarf up on those Jujubes, Junior Mints, Milk Duds, Necco Wafer, Jordan Almonds, Sugar Babies. Remember those little Sugar Babies? Damn sticky things. Play a trick on your best buddy, Bogart your Sugar Baby, and stick it in his ear. And there was always some little idiot in the audience. He would sidle out into the lobby in the middle of the picture with a box of butter popcorn hidden under his shirt, ease up to the water fountain, step on the switch, directing a clandestine crescent of clear water into the popcorn box, turning its contents into a soggy, glutinous, viscous, vegetable mass of oily corruption and putrescence. He would then ease up into the balcony, and at precisely the heaviest part of the flicker, the patrons there below would be startled to hear from out of the Stygian void above the non-sonorous sounds of gastronomical distress. As our young pilgrim leaned far out over the parapet, broadcasting the popcorn in a slimy torrent over their heads and shoulders, all the while going, nostalgia. What is nostalgia? Could it be? 3:15, school's out. Jump on your trusty bicycle, pedal down to O'Brien's drugstore, eyeball the prom queens trucking in and out. Trudy Buttram and Adelaide Andress. Oh, Trudy. Teenage princess, sovereign subject of 100 million fervid post-pubescent ruminations and fantasy. Oh, Trudy, in your little Angora sweater, your black and white saddle Oxfords and the bobby socks with the wool balls dangling down from behind. And all those Maitland boys queued up at the curb and their skeeters. What did they call them up here? Shorts? Hot rods? Take a 49 Ford. Cut the body off. You got a radiator, an engine, a chopped cowl, a seat bolted to the chassis, and a gas tank made out of a discarded beer keg. Pull up there to O'Brien's drugstore. Rattle those flathead V8s. Eyeball them prom queens like a cool cosmic cowboy. Yeah, you've got a nickel-plated Caterpillar tractor watch fob dangling off the rear view. A decal on the windshield say, "We plow deep while others sleep." Now, Bender Snodgrass, he was a Maitland boy in a hard case. He had the baddest skeeter there ever was. He called it the Immaculate Contraption.
When you're trying to be so quiet, we sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite love. In this room, the heat pipes just calm. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. And the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them who should be insane. But Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks eggs of misery. He likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they've kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums. Infinity is going up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him. Saying, name me somebody that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, many she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes.
There's a night crowd still hanging from around her neck. There's a mark. can't stand the suspense here anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, Senor?
Make my bed with a crease in the middle. Make my home in the Widder's Hills. Well, I make my living with a hillbilly fiddle, playing little runs in the muddy little fields. Well, I got me a gal from a playing on my fiddle, and the harder that I fiddle, the harder that she comes along. But we gotta get happy when we wiggle in the middle. That's when, oh, we wanna come home. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yard. With a vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me. Vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away. Thank you.
Well, there used to be this old guy named Woody. Woody was an Indian. Came from a town in Oklahoma called Bowlegs.
Yep.
And he used to have this saying. He used to say when things got real lousy. I mean real lousy. All you had to do was just put out the fire and call in the dogs and head it on back to Bowlegs. That's what this tune's about. Heading on back. Sometimes things don't work out, but that's how life is, son. All them little miseries can keep you on the run. Some morning you may wake up with your face down in the eggs. So just put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Well, lots of people in this world are trying to make a buck. Some folks ride in limousines while others drive them big old Peterbilt trucks. Just remember that old saying about the round holes and square pegs. Just put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Put out the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs.
Pick one, boy.
Trying to be what you're not. You run on a treadmill and you'll get tired a lot. So why not take some advice from me? Even though I ain't no McCartney. Well, the moral of this story escapes me at this time. I've been too busy sitting here just trying to make it rhyme. Well, I'm a crazy drunken fool, and when I finish off this cave, I'm gonna piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs. Just piss on the fire, call in the dogs, head it on back to Bowlegs.
Well, right now we're gonna head on back ourselves. Head on down to the local waterhole, take advantage of that happy hour.
We'll go to the Jerome.
Go to the Jerome.
Come on.
They got a beer down there with my name on it.
They got a beer called Jeff.
American dozens remembered curses from the playground. Your mother is probably the only one you've ever known who really wanted to kill you. And your mother stopped cars on Sunset Boulevard by the length of her legs and the Magyar in her cheekbones, though she claimed it was just good posture. And your mother married five handsome men, but swore she only did it for the money. And your mother made ships out of pine cones and guns out of milk cans. And no human male was calm within 50 feet of her. And your mother told wild stories at the dinner table till you were cracked and leaking with laughter. She said Stalin died from eating two whole chickens all by himself. But she ate only wings and necks and the Pope's nose. And your mother called you dove or childy and broke your nose and put your baby brother in the hospital with a fractured pelvis. And your mother dragged you through bean fields and dreams and turned the hose on bill collectors. And your mother could curse. And your mother stole proudly, saying, it's not dishonest, it's resourceful. And your mother, the teetotaler, ran a DeSoto full of booze into dry counties to buy Christmas toys. And your mother ran a red light in a strange town and got the arresting officer to pay her rent. And your mother fed you all one winter by drawing portraits of Albert Schweitzer with black crayons on old pillowcases and selling them to suckers. And your mother forgot toothbrushes, but taught you to make slingshots and to keep your distance in a fight. And your mother didn't really care if you went to school, but she told you you were God and rubbed your face in raw beauty 3 times a day. And your mother knew if you got hurt, even across town, but it never worried her. And your mother made pie out of one saltine and a raisin. And your mother singed her eyebrows, scooping you from a fire some claim she set, and drew them on with Maybelline forever after. And your mother ran off with a new man and did her best to leave you behind, but you hitchhiked after her. And your mother wore you out with switches, broom handles, belts, and her paralyzing tongue, then snatched your ass from the draft board and hid you for a whole war. And your mother sliced off the top of your skull with her terrible love and poured in the charred sludge of hate, and there was never a dull moment. And your mother suspects you of plotting against her. And she's right.
And for a long time, KBOO listeners, you might remember that voice as the voice of Red Ryder. And that was Catherine Dunn. And the selection was?
That was American Dozens, Remembered Curses from the American Playground. Before that, we heard...
Hold on. Talking to say it.
How's
again.
That? Is that a little bit better?
Say it again.
All right, that was American Dozens, Remembered Curses from the American Playground. Before that, we heard Bowlegs, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, With a Vamp in the Middle, John Hartford. And before that, we heard Tim O'Brien with Señor, Tales of Yankee Power. Visions of Johanna, Bob Dylan. Boy, we're just going way back there. And Saturday Afternoon at the Baby Grand, that was Gamble Rogers.
This is KBOO. This is 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. 91.9 FM K220HR in White Salmon, Washington, down the gorge. I can't remember what is down the gorge. What is down the gorge? You know, all of the towns down there. And 100.7 Corvallis in Albany, K264AA down Corvallis, Albany, in that area. This is Don Breaker's Breakdown. That was Moggy. This is Henry. And we're going to be back to the music, so stay tuned.
right now a track from a track, after all, they are here live, but it was featured on the first Slim Chance album, Any More for Any More, Roll On, Babe.
Go things, as they go so smoothly. They go so smoothly. Then fractious little Martians coming all aboard my ship, messing up my love life, putting me on their trip, putting me on their trip. One Martian grabbed my fiddle, one grabbed my guitar. They said, boy, if you can sing it, we can pick it. We're from the great red star. We're from the great red star. Black night falling way up above the stars. Here I'm drinking coffee with these Martians off of Mars. Martians off of Mars.
Silly girl, the stuff has got me in a whirl, ain't it? Live music, live My baby had to leave me for the drummer.
For the drummer.
I guess I'll never solve that mystery. I think I've learned my lesson. Just don't get too near the band when it's my music. A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She said she feel like dancing.
She feel like dancing.
She feel like stepping out.
Thank you.
And that was?
Well, that was...
Wait a minute. Changed microphones, throwing me off.
Thank you. All right, that was Susie Spencer Marshall, El Cajon Stomp. Before that, we heard California Blues. That was Benny King Nahawi with the Georgia Jumpers. And that comes from, you know, usually when we go to music stores, I can't find anything for Henry. And I found this in Seattle Progressions, 100 Years of Jazz Guitar. And he hadn't had it and hadn't heard of it. Usually he just goes, got that, every time I find something good.
We might mention, too, I think that Susie Spencer Marshall is the Spencer part of that name is because she's related to the couple of the founders of the Sons of the Pioneers. And they started out as the International Cowboys playing behind the guy that the Benny, what was his name?
Benny King Nahawi?
Yeah, I think. I believe that's what, but one of those Hawaiian guys did a tour and the Spencers were behind him.
Huh.
Playing behind him as the International Cowboys. And from that start, the Sons of the Pioneers. And we might mention that Susie Spencer Marshall is going to be appearing at...
August Moon.
The August Moon. Do you have
May 12th. I'll have a little bit more on that, but it's the Tall Boot CD release party.
Yes.
At Music at the Moon.
And that's... she's got a lot of great stories about the Sons of the Pioneers, and there's not a bad cut on this album. So she's on the web, Susie Spencer Marshall, on the World Wide Web. And the thing about going to the website is reading some of the stories behind the tunes, and also reading some of her memories of the band. So
yeah, that event's at the Vancouver Community Cultivation Center and Tea House, 111 West 39th Street, Vancouver. And let's see. Now we got as far as that one.
Benny.
Before that, before Benny, we played Hum and Strum. That was Doc Cook and his 14 Doctors of Syncopation. That goes out to my friend Ellen, who's laid up with a fractured pelvis. And as Ellen always says, getting old ain't for sissies. I don't think she's the first one that said that. Before that, Canned Music, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Before that, we heard Blue Navigator. Excuse me, Michael Hurley. Roll On Babe, that's Ronnie Lane with Slim Chance. And Dead Letter Blues, Jeff Muldar.
This is Don Breaker's Breakdown, KBOO 90.7, Portland. We've got some live. Do we have some live shows? Do we have some live shows over there?
We got all kinds of stuff coming up, and okay. I think I'm just going to talk about this weekend.
Okay.
Let's see. Starting out, we've got Junior Brown's going to be at the Ladin Theater on Saturday.
My wife thinks you're dead. Anyway.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, don't miss Swingin' Country. That's with Uncle Sam, and that'll be here at 6 a.m. It's a Saturday open mic show. So if you want to come on down, kindly keep it country. Sing a song or two. That'll be great. Let's see here. We've got on The Buckles, Saturday, April 29th, 8:30. It'll be at Duff's Garage, featuring the best songs of the late Buck Owens. I'm sorry, I just got kind of confused here. Cross-Eyed Rosie and Jack Straw, April 29th, 9 p.m., will be at Goodfoot, 30th and Southeast Stark. On the 29th, again, Mississippi Studios, Not So Silent Films, Buster Keaton, accompanied by Wade Kirtley. On Sunday, April 30th, John McCutcheon at 3 p.m. at Hollywood Theater. And we might... Oh, and another Retta Christie on April 28th at 8 till midnight at O'Connor's Annex. That'll be in Multnomah, 7850 Southwest Capitol Highway. And April 29th from 9 until 4, Women in Trades Fair. That'll be out at 16021 Northeast Airport Way, or www.tradeswomen.net. What else have you got, Henry?
Mary Rose.
Oh, yes. Well, we got Mary Rose. She's going to be at the Star E Rose on Sunday from 10 until noon. That's at 24th in Southeast Alberta. And the that looks like about it for this weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we're going to
you're welcome.
We're going to do a small housekeeping announcement, and then we're going to come back with a little Jean Carignan, as the French so foppishly pronounce it. And but anyway, first, this thing.
Prepare to set sail to the KRU Board of Directors meeting this Saturday, April 29th at 10 a.m.
You won't need many doubloons either. Bring your favorite parrot and walk the plank along with other volunteers, listeners, staff, and members.
That's right, Lucy. The KRU Board of Directors meeting isn't for the faint of heart.
There's plenty of pillaging, intrigue, sharks, and barracudas in those dark, murky waters. So don't be a landlubber. Be part of the crew.
Raise your anchor and set sail to the KRU Board of Directors meeting this Saturday, April 29th at 10 a.m.
That's right, point your compass toward 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, one half block south of Burnside.
Thank you. she's bound across the waves. She's heading south through Biscayne Bay into the open sea. Yarmouth Castle, she's dying and don't know it. She's not a many years been to sea, she's seen the better times. She gives a groan of protest as they cast away her lines. And the grumble of her engines and the rust along her spine tells the castle she's too old to be sailing. But the sands run out within her heart, a tiny spark glows red. He smolders through the evening, there's laughter overhead. Now the dinner's served and the cards are dealt and the drinks are passed around. And deep within, the fire starts a-burning. Now it's midnight on the open sea and the moon is shining bright. Some people join the party and others say goodnight. There's many who are sleeping now, it's been a busy day. And a tiny wisp of smoke is arising. Oh Lord, she groans, I'm burning, let someone understand. But her silent plea is wasted in the playing of the band. Everybody's dancing on the deck and they're having such a time. And a voice says, shut up and deal, I'm losing. Deep within the Yarmouth Castle, the fire begins to glow. It leaps into the hallways and climbs and twists and grows. And the paint she wore to keep her young, oh Lord, how well it burns. Soon that old fire is raging. Now beneath the bridge it's climbing fast. The captain stands aloft. He calls up to the bosun, says, bosun, we are lost. For the ragged hoses and the racks, no pressure do they hold. And the people down below will soon be dying. All the midships, oh, she's blazing now, it's spreading fore and aft. The people are a-scrambling as the fire blocks the path. The evil smoke surrounds them and they're falling in their tracks. And the captain in his lifeboat is a-leaving. Comes steaming through the night. She sees the castle blazing, and tis a terrible sight. Jump down, her captain cries, we'll save you if we can. And the paint on his funnels is a-frying. God help the ones who sleep below and cannot find the way. Thank God for those we rescue on this awful day. Now the heroes, they are many, but the times are growing slim. For now from stern to bow, she's a-blazing. Oh, the Yarmouth Castle's moaning, she's crying like a child. You can hear if you listen above the roar so wild. Is she crying for the ones who lie within her molten sides? Or crying for herself, I'm a-wondering. But the living soon will rescue the ones who live to tell. And from the star they watched her as she died there in the swells. Like a toy ship on a mill pond, she burned all through the night. Slipped beneath the waves in the morning.
All right, that was Gordon Lightfoot, Ballad of Yarmouth Castle. And before that, we heard Pentangle, Three Dances.
The first one, the second one, and the third
that's
one.
Right, that's right. And then Jean Carignan.
Jean Carignan.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I was kneecapped, and that was pointed out to me that was the way you pronounced it. I couldn't pronunciate it very well.
That was Cape Breton medley. Well, and thank you for sharing before we go up. We've got some news headlines here. The annual Amnesty International Conference is held in Portland this weekend. 10 states sue the EPA over global warming, and the French president calls for Palestinian aid.
If you'll give me some kind attention, I'll be yours forevermore. For I love you and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do. Vandy, Vandy, here's gold, silver. Vandy, Vandy, here's a house and lands. Vandy, Vandy, here's a letter. I'll be yours, your command. For I love you and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do. What do I want with your gold and silver? What do I want with your house and lands? What do I want with your world of pleasure? All I want is a handsome man, for I love him and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do. If he be gone for 7 years longer, I won't court weather dear. For I love him and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do. Wake up, sun's rising. Wake up, it's almost day. Open up your doors and your diverse windows. See your true love walk away. For I love you and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do. For I love you and I can't help it. Oh, yes, I do.
rocking chair's got me.
Maria Muldaur with Hoagy Carmichael doing Rockin' Chair.
That was Hoagy coming in on the last harmony there.
Washboard Cutout, that was Bobby LeCann and his Needmore Band. And Vandy Vandy, Debbie McClatchy.
Well, this has been, what has it been? Dawnbreakers Breakdown with Moggy and Henry, or Henry and Moggy, depending on how you... Hey, look at us. There was a couple good shows coming up this weekend. We might just remind you again as Junior Brown's going to be at the Aladdin on Saturday night, and John McCutcheon's going to be at the Hollywood Theater.
That'll 3 o'clock on Sunday.
3 o'clock on Sunday. And anything else real quick?
Can't think of anything.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going to go out of here with, quick, what? Who's Sorry Now with Eddie Condon and... Billy Banks and his Rhythm Heirs. So we'll see you next time. And stay tuned next Friday for Kurt Liebesite, Lark in the Morning.
now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you, oh, right to the end. Just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way, now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Oh, you had your way, babe. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.